think they're right.
Why, they're not right on top of everything here, because...
This is an interview with Wilbur Herbert Burnham Jr. in Wakefield, Massachusetts, September 11, 1981. Robert Brown, the interviewer. Well, perhaps we could begin, Mr. Burnham. You grew up with a father who was in the same profession that you have followed, that is, a stained glass designer. How did he get started? What was his background? He was from the Boston area, wasn't he? And how did he finally learn about stained glass?
Well, he was a student at what is now the Mass College of Art. And one of his...
Normal Art School.
Yes. Massachusetts Normal Art School. And one of his projects was to design a stained glass window. And his teacher thought it was so good that he took it over to a stained glass man in Cambridge, Massachusetts, by the name of Goodhue, a brother or cousin or something to
of the architect
mm-hmm. Bertram Goodhue. Mm-hmm. And so Bertram Goodhue, this Goodhue also thought it was good and asked my father if he'd like to work for him summers, which my father did, and fell in love with stained glass and worked for him for a number of years.
What do you think, who was the teacher at the art school that recommended he go see Mr. Goodhue?
That I have no idea.
But he seemed to think he had a gift for color or for design or both?
Both color, design, and technique, mm-hmm. particularly in those days, technique, because things were designed in those days much more realistically than they are today, not stylized the way things were starting in the 11th century.
About how old was your father when he started working summers for Goodhue?
In his late teens or mm-hmm. early 20s. Mm-hmm. He finally decided to go in business with two other gentlemen, a man by the name of Phipps mm-hmm. and Ball, and they had a concern called Phipps, Ball, and Burnham.
Now, were these men both experienced in stained glass?
Phipps was. And Ball was a glass painter. Phipps was the businessman, and my father was the artist, designer.
And the glass painter, and, on the other hand, was what, just carry out the design?
Yes.
And his specialty was painting on glass.
Painting on glass.
With painting on glass was a was very much done then, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes. Well, it still is.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately... the businessman turned out to be a little bit shady, and he took more than he should have been taking, and then when the others found out, they left him. And subsequently, my father decided to go in business for himself. And that was in 1922. And he had his opened a small studio on Dartmouth Street, right diagonally across the street from the Back Bay Station. And stayed there a few years and then went up to 1126 Boylston Street, where he was until the Boston Redevelopment Authority sold the building, and I had to get out. My father at that point had retired. Stop.
Perhaps you could describe a bit, as much as you know of them or he told you about them, some of the more important jobs that he carried out in, say, the 1920s, 1930s. I know from the job book that it doesn't really begin until the mid-20s